I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Another community facing natural gas shutoffs due to landslides. And Donald Trump spent more than an hour criticizing and attacking California. But first, a man who pleaded no contest to sexually assaulting two women in the Venice Canals neighborhood in April, murdering one of them, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon announced the sentence. He says Anthony Jones getting an additional 107 years to life, plus another 8 years for all the charges, which include torture and kidnapping. Sandra Clark lives in the area and is a reporter for the West Side Current. She gave us her reaction to the plea deal.
The feeling in the community is justice and quick justice and relief that the victims, the families and friends of the victims don't have to go to trial and relive this horrendous nightmare. I think everyone's really surprised, actually.
Gascon says his prosecutors fought hard to serve justice in response to what he called Jones's vile actions. Because of landslides in the Rancho Palos Verdes Peninsula, there are more homes going to lose utilities. Earlier this month, it happened to people in the city of Rancho Palos Verdes. Now it's residents in Rolling Hills. Pete DeVetrio reports.
With earth movement accelerating in some areas up to an inch a day, Southern California Gas made the call to shut off service to 35 Rolling Hills homes on Monday. Electricity shutoffs may happen in the future, and Steve, a lifelong resident of the area, says he wouldn't be surprised if additional homes in the region are compromised as the earth moves.
I mean, yesterday's earthquake was a little thing, because with each little thing, these earthquake is not helping the situation. So, I mean, the rain, now you have the earthquake, so that's going to impact the area.
Everybody who's got a home in that area.
Right.
I asked Anaya, who's seen the seismic situation worsen over the last 20 years, has it gone beyond the point of individuals trying to protect and save their own property, given the amount of land that's sliding and moving? This is something where the state or the federal government needs to step.
I'm not certain about that yet, but I do think some decision needs. I think if we're at the point where utilities are being cut off, I mean, homes are potentially being red tagged, I mean, that in and of itself should force some accelerated timeline so that folks can have decision-making and the appropriate guidance one way or another.
City Manager Rolling Hill says in a statement they are asking SoCalGas to look at improving infrastructure so that it can continue to serve customers in the area. Former President Trump ripped the state of California during a news conference at his golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes today. He's threatening to keep federal firefighting money from the state unless the state's leaders start to back his policies. Karen Adams reports.
Former President Trump met with Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruikshank before the news conference, and it began with both addressing the throng of news reporters here.
Well, I was only expecting to come speak with the president today, and he's gracious enough to invite me to speak to you all.
I want to express my support for all of the families affected by the landslides in Rancho Palos Verdes.
After addressing the concerns of the residents whose homes are threatened by the land movement, the former president turned his attention to the state of California.
I'm here in California with a very simple message for the American people. We cannot allow Comrade Kamala Harris and the communist left to do to America what they did to California. The state of California is a mess.
He says people and businesses are leaving the state because of the cost to live here and crime. He also repeated his promise of mass deportations if reelected, and he said he would start in Springfield, Ohio, and Aurora, Colorado, the two cities where he says migrants are at the center of baseless claims of eating pets and committing violent acts. In Rancho Palos Verdes, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A former LA deputy city attorney is facing disciplinary action from the state bar for alleged misconduct in 2017, going back to the LA DWP billing scandal. James Clark facing two charges related to his role in secretly directing and then lying under oath about collusion, deceit, and conflicts of interest to help the city settle lawsuits on terms favorable to the DWP and the city. The department set up a new billing system back in 2013 that was a disaster, overcharging some customers and not sending bills to others, and that led to some class action lawsuits.
City of Long Beach going to vote next week to potentially take a stance on a controversial ballot proposition. Natalie Davidian talked with the city's top prosecutor.
Supporters of Prop 36 say it's a way to combat homelessness, saying increasing penalties for drug possession would force people into treatment. Those against it say harsher punishment or the threat of it won't get people off the streets.
10 years ago, California voters approved Proposition 47. So for 10 years, the legislature has considered fixes, but they can't fix anything or change anything. It really has to come from the people. So Proposition 36, after 10 years now, is a new initiative petition. It was circulated this year and qualified for the ballot.
Long Beach City Prosecutor Doug Halbert just hosted a town hall to answer residents' questions on the proposition.
Prop 36 will allow people who are repeatedly stealing from retail establishments or anyone. It allows a case to be elevated to felony level. The same thing is true for people who continue to use and abuse hard drugs, including fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. And eventually on the third or subsequent conviction, they can be charged with what's called a treatment mandated felony. And that will require someone to get treatment. If they don't get treatment, they can be prosecuted and convicted of a felony drug offense.
The man responsible for a pair of brutal attacks in the Venice Canals area is sentenced to life in prison. Going to get reaction from a woman who lives in the area. That's coming up as Nonstop News 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Well, Donald Trump still insisting that he won this week's presidential debate in the news conference he gave today from Rancho Palos Verdes, but he says he will not debate Kamala Harris again. Charles Feldman and Margaret Quero talked on their new election show, Countdown 2024, with former Trump Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. And he is now advising Harris and talked to her before the debate.
Were you one of the people who perhaps advised her to deflect uncomfortable questions? And there were, about her flip-flops from her positions in 2020 till now. Was that part of your advice?
Well, when you say flip-flop, I don't know a politician that doesn't flip-flop.
But was that part of but you're deflecting my question now. Was that, were you?
No, I'm not deflecting your question.
Yeah, okay,
I'm just saying that they're all in the same boat. I mean, she's moved her position. She's got to reflect the wishes of the American people. Remember, she's running now for a job that represents all of the American people, and she's had to move on lots of her positions to reflect that. So, look, she didn't have a pitch-perfect debate. I'm an objective guy. We need more substance from her on the economy. We need more density on the answer if you're better off than you were 4 years ago. I accept what you're saying. Sometimes when you're in the hot seat and it's live, you can sometimes be evasive. I accept that. But by and large, she showed how foolish she actually is. I mean, I had cat for breakfast. I'm thinking about having dog for dinner tonight. But she showed how foolish she is. She shows how much careless disregard he has for what that office actually represents. And
right.
So I think she had a great debate, but there's a lot of work to do between here and 53 days from now, and we'll be dug in working. She's raised a lot of money and got a lot of registrations this week.
You kind of took the words out of my mouth. She did have a great debate, but there's one area that she really hasn't fine-tuned her message, and that is on the economy. So you said we're mm-hmm. going to be working. What kind of advice would you be giving Kamala Harris with regard to that message? Because that's the biggest thing that voters are concerned about.
Be on offense. You know, you have to be on offense. They have a winning legislative agenda. The president has correctly identified that there's a group of blue-collar Americans that feel their grandparents once felt economically aspirational. They now feel economically desperational. President has seen that. You have to give him credit for that. But in the 4 years that he was in the presidency, he offered no policy ideas for that. The vice president and President Biden, you've got four or five things going at once, which have led to rising wages. The inflation's not her fault or the Biden administration's fault. That's systemic and cyclical. Had Donald Trump won in 2020, it would be Trump's inflation. You can't induct $6 trillion into the economy. And so lots of money in the economy, the supply chain gets cut off. Less goods and services, more money in the economy. Of course, you're going to have inflation. Would you trust Donald Trump with certain things with your family members versus the other? You know, and I think what ends up happening, some people just say, look, I'm a Republican, or I bought into this anti-immigration screed. I like the fear mongering, or he's a divisive fear mongering sort of person, and I'm drawn to that. I understand why it's a close race, but there is an opportunity here. Maybe you guys will invite me back before the election. There's an opportunity here where,
of course,
her base expands, registrations are way up, independents start moving towards her, and this is a blowout because, you know, if he continues to operate like this with the eating dogs and the cats, and he's got this woman, Laura Loomer, I mean, this racist screed against Indians. I mean, shame on vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. His wife and his children are of Indian American descent.
And KNX News presents Countdown 2024 every weekday at 2:30. Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero host key players in the biggest races to make sure you've got what you need to be an informed voter. Countdown 2024 airs weekdays 2:30 with a replay at 8 p.m. It's also on demand all the way through Election Day. The supposed founder of a violent white supremacist group in Southern California has pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges. Robert Rundo of Huntington Beach accused of inciting brawls at political rallies all across California, pleading guilty to charges of violating the federal anti-riot act. He was extradited from Romania after being on the run for a year. Prosecutors say he and his colleagues attended peaceful protests and then chased down and violently attacked people.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And back down to a man agreeing to serve life in prison without parole after pleading guilty to the brutal sex assaults on two women in the Venice Canals area last April. Those charges include murder and torture as one of the women died. We got reaction to the deal from Venice Canals resident Sandra Clark. She's also a reporter for the West Side Current.
The feeling in the community is justice and quick justice and just relief that the victims, the families and friends of the victims don't have to go to trial and relive this horrendous nightmare. I think everyone's really surprised, actually, even those in the media, because this is pretty hush-hush. You know, what we've learned at Westside Current is that his mother was there. Anthony Jones's mother was actually in court and apparently had pleaded with her son to plead no contest, and he did. Also in the court was one of the victims, Mary, and she made an emotional impact statement that really moved the courtroom. And I just got to hand it to her for her to have, you know, the courage and the strength to stand up in front of this monster is really admirable. And she has decided to take that path. She's been very outspoken. I'm just glad that it's over. It's not over, obviously, for the victims and their loved ones, but at least we have some justice.
And she talked about the murder victim, 53-year-old Sarah Alden, who was in the process of moving from Massachusetts to live full-time in Venice.
You know, I had a chance to meet Sarah's son at the vigil and her celebration of life, which was held on the canals along with her best girlfriend. And, you know, it doesn't bring Sarah back, obviously. But it does bring a sense of justice for Sarah. You know, thank God they don't have to relive this, like I said. And for the community, I mean, we all felt this. And even myself hearing this, I got very emotional because it is a tight-knit community, loyal people that care about each other. You know, we embrace Sarah as one of our neighbors. And we want to be able to walk down the canals and remember her goodness and her kindness and her good nature. We don't want to walk down the canals and think of this guy Jones and what he did. We won't forget, but we can't let him take us down with him.
And she talked about the impact on local women.
You've got to be aware of your surroundings. You cannot just be, you know, it's like wandering out on the street, looking at your cell phone. I feel that as a woman. Like, you've got to know what's going on. Just because they locked away this guy doesn't mean that this couldn't happen again. And if you look at our neighboring Santa Monica in the last couple of months, it's been horrendous. people being attacked on the beach in broad daylight, subconsciously, whether women know it or not. You're looking around.
And L.A. County D.A. George Gascon today in announcing the plea deal praised the work of the Sex Crimes Division and the LAPD in reaching this conclusion. 5:20, time for a look at your money.
A filmmaker from India is suing Netflix, accusing the streamer of ripping off his 2009 Hindi-language film, Luck, in the popular Squid Game series. Netflix is getting ready to release the second season later this year. The YouTube talk show, Hot Ones, might be coming to Netflix. It's talking with BuzzFeed, which owns the series that features celebrities eating ever spicier chicken wings while chatting with the host. And if you've seen the one with Conan O'Brien, you know you can't look away. Both sides are hoping to reach an agreement this month. The deal could see several live episodes created especially for Netflix. Our view of inflation is that it's not going to be as much of a short-term problem as we'd thought earlier. The University of Michigan's reading of our look at short-term inflation finds it's dropped now for the fourth straight month. On Wall Street, gains of about a half to three-quarters of a percent, with investors betting on a bigger interest rate cut next week. The Dow up 297, the NASDAQ 114, the S&P 30. I'm Bloomberg's Joan Doniger, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Friday, September 13th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.